This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's the Hoffman Show. We're on the Team 980. We're always live as well on the free Odyssey app. Tonight, here on the Team 980, we have Wizards basketball, and they're back home. I hope they remember how to get to Capital One Arena, because it feels like it's been a good long time. And let's make sure that Dave Johnson remembers how to get there, because it's been a long time for him, too.
Right corner, Kispert open for three, it's there!
Time to get the radio party started.
Feeds now, the right block of Alassar, slam!
It's time for Dave Johnson on a Wizards game day.
Blocked by Koulibaly, left wing George, three on the clock for three, it's there!
Feel like busting loose.
On the Hoffman Show.
All right, Dave, do you remember how to get to the broadcast booth?
I do, and it's a special night here tonight, and I'm sorry, I'm jumping on late, but it's thanks to MedStar Health, it's neuro awareness night, and that includes multiple sclerosis, which I'm battling. It is a brain disease, so I always like to say to people, I have a brain disease. What's your excuse? So I can get away with that. But it just reminds me of, you know, what sports is all about. And I'm going on a – you didn't ask a question yet, and here I am going on a riff of consciousness. But
floor is yours, sir. Floor is yours.
No, it just – it's what it's about. Yes, we want wins. We want championships. We want, you know, Derek Queen hitting that shot yesterday and Maryland moving on. But – regardless, win or lose, we always win when we're together at a sporting event. And as I said today, you know, my mom dealt with MS. As I was growing up, the 2.5 hours when we go to a sporting event, that was normal. You felt normal. All problems were normal. Did I spill popcorn? Did I cheer loud enough? And it's about community. I know you got Ben Strober there in the studio. I met Ben. He hung with me last. You know, he was doing Cape Cod baseball this summer, and I was listening to him, and you know, he's all excited about Maryland. So it's just about bringing people, and this is what the Hoffman Show does, quite frankly. You get people fired up, you intelligent conversation, and it brings people together. All right, the floor is yours, since it's your show.
No, let's stick with this for a moment or two, because I know this is not only something that you, and actually, Dave, let me ask you this, because we often use the phrase suffer from. And anyone who's met you is like, that man is not suffering. He's having the time of his life at all times. Watching the joy that you have getting to do the job that you do is always fun. It is hard to not be having a good time. You know, the radio party is an apt phrase, because it always feels like a party with the way that you and Glenn do it. And even through these past couple of seasons, when there hasn't been a lot to celebrate on the floor, like, you guys have found a way to make it fun. So when you think about your own life experience, doing what you've done for so long with the disease that you have, Like, how would you describe how that's impacted? I mean, saying how does it impact your life? We could be here all night, but specifically the way that you do the job.
Well, it's because that community I talk about, you can feed off energy. And that's, you know, the thing about MS, you can look at someone like me and say, well, he looks normal. Although nobody's ever looked at me and said, well, he looks normal. but that's true of a lot of people that you know, are you, whatever you're dealing with, A to Z. So it requires I know this is silly, but it's why we always talk about how, you know, dogs have the right attitude. It's the same walk every day, but God, do they, you know, go at it with enthusiasm and excitement and vigor. And you know, it's why when I've talked about, you know, this team, as I go back and forth here, and people think, well, what is he drinking? And if he's enjoying this team, well, these are young guys that are just enjoying every day in the NBA. Yeah, of course they'd like to be 60-20 versus 20-60, but doggone it, they're in the NBA. And you know, look, we if you're alive, you have a chance. And I'm not being, you know, bring out the violins here. But if you're alive, you have a chance to make a difference. And it does take a conscious effort to say, you know what, I'm gonna say hello to somebody. I'm gonna make somebody's day, because too often, you know, a week ago we lost John Feinstein or whatever week. I'm losing track of the time. You know, I'm not gonna have another conversation with my friend Pete Medhurst, who we know, who filled in on Nationals and Navy. He's younger than me. I mentored him. I didn't expect to lose him this year at the age of 55, for goodness sake. So you know, that just seize every moment. Do I like talking to you every time on the Hoffman Show? Is it just another live hit? No, it's not another live hit, because it gives us an excuse to get together, talk, and hopefully we share some knowledge or share some laughs or whatever. But every moment really is important. You know, I get up today and I'm walking. I'm still walking. I'm still talking. I know a lot of people that wish I wasn't still talking, but I'm going to keep going. And that's what it's about. And that's why we do need each other, because to help pick each other up. Because, look, I'm wearing an orange tie tonight because orange is MS Awareness Month. Let me tell you something. As I put on this tie today with, I have a right arm that doesn't work. So believe me, I let out a few cuss words. But I'm like, you got it. And I'm not going to say them, because I want you to keep the job, and I want to keep the job.
Thank you.
But I let out a few, you know, you do feel sorry for yourself. Oh, God, I got, why is this so hard? But other people have it harder. Then you get out the door and just get after it.
Dave Johnson's with us here on the Hoffman Show, of course, the play-by-play voice of the Wizards on the radio, and an inspiration to so many. And, you know, talking to us about Neuro Awareness Night for the Wizards tonight at Capital One Arena. They'll also play a basketball game against the Toronto Raptors. There's a lot of games we've talked about, Dave. We can keep talking about this. This is more important. It's something that you care about. So I want to ask you this one more on a more personal front. And then maybe I'll ask, if we have time left, I'll ask you a question about the game too. Because theoretically, that's why we came together. But you mentioned your mom a little bit earlier. But I'm curious, who are the people in your life that keep you going, or that inspired you to have that attitude? And, you know, in the days that it becomes hard and you have that moment of like, ah, this stupid tie, even though I love this tie because the orange, but I wish it would tie easier.
Right.
Who are the people that you think about to kind of get you back on track?
It's my dad, you know, who was my mom's caretaker. And that's, you know, that's part with Ryan Zimmerman, one of his charities, is his mom has MS, and he does a camp for kids of MS. In other words, if their parents have MS, as mine did, it's not a, you're the caregiver. The role is reversed. So this is why, you know, with the MS Society, when we want to create the community and want to raise the funds, or want to raise awareness. I mean, you know, and yes, money helps, but raise awareness, because it's not just the person that has the disease. It's all the family members, aka caregivers, that are impacted. So I watched my dad. You know, he would get up every morning and make me breakfast, and because my mom couldn't, and he would do all the men and women can do everything, but he would do the traditional mother chores, quite frankly,
sure,
and still go to work and come home and keep a smile and keep a laugh and through some, you know, difficult times. But, you know, we got through it with humor. And he used to always have a phrase when things were hitting the fan, so to speak. He would turn to me and say, well, how do you like it so far? And that would just kind of break me up, because it's like, you know, we got the iceberg on the left side and the Titanic on the right, but we laugh through it. And that's why, you know, I enjoy, you know, what I do, win or lose, because there's real life and death issues going on in this world. This is not one of them. You want your team to do well. You suffer with your team. That doesn't mean you shouldn't have passion for your team. But, you know, just know that as I've done this for so many years, NBA guys and players and executives, they are trying their best every night, every game, because it's every day is so valuable. And now I've gotten way off track, but I think you know what I'm saying. I hope there was some sense in there.
No, there's a lot of sense in there, and I appreciate you being willing to share your story with us. I know a lot of folks listening probably know some parts of it, but the fact that you're willing to talk about it and raise that awareness through your own story, your own experiences, and I also think that people listen to you, and you know, you always kind of be like, I'm not just the PR Kool-Aid, and people are probably rolling their eyes, being like, okay, right, Dave. But I think this gives people an understanding of why you have the perspective you have. And I've always had that in mind with you, because I know you a little bit and have known your story. And so I know that the optimistic view that you bring to our conversations and that you generally bring to life is authentic and genuine. And at times we could disagree about the direction of a basketball team, but I think the world would be a better place if more people generally had your view of things, that if we do the right things and treat each other well, that we can come together and have a good time and enjoy each other, each other's time while we have it. And that's good enough for me for today. And I don't really care what other sense we did or didn't make. So Dave, I appreciate you. Have fun tonight, as you always do. And to wrap up here, what if people want to learn more, or if there's anything that they want to donate or whatever else, what would you want people to know with what the work you do with the MS Society or anything else the Wizards have going on tonight?
Well, and she just sat down next to me, Chartese Berry. She's the president of National MS Society. I travel in big circles. The best way is you Google National MS Society, get involved. It's a great community. As I say all the time, it's a shame about the disease, but my social life has gone through the roof because the MS people are just great to connect with. So it's a shame we can't walk straight, but we're a lot of fun, and we do dance at certain events. So, and it is good. And I always say I'm drinking the Kool-Aid, whatever, and I'm too optimistic. So, you know, somebody does need to put me in check, because if I was running the Titanic, I'd say, no, we're okay. If we just make a left turn, we'll avoid that. So you don't want me captaining the Titanic, because I'm just going to stay with it. That's why you need a balance in life. But, this is just a great night with some great people, and I'm looking forward. And we're going to play some basketball, apparently, too.
Indeed. It'll be fun to watch these young guys get after it tonight. Obviously, the Wizards have kind of entered that form of the season, as have a couple of other teams. We can talk about that later in the week. But for now, Dave, have a great one. Thank you for your time. Thanks for your sharing your story with us, and enjoy the game tonight.
Hey, listen, and I always mean thank you for your time and together. It was fun.
My pleasure. Dave Johnson, everybody, with us here on The Hoffman Show. Now, look. The Wizards, where the Wizards are in the season, Anthony, there's only so much we can talk about in the games. I'm really glad that we did that. I'm really glad that sometimes I don't ask Dave a question and we're off, and I'm like, okay, we're on the Dave train today. And I enjoy the hell out of that too. But I'm glad he took us there, because that was a better way to spend our time. So thanks again to Dave. When we get back, we ask the question we ask every Monday. What else happened this weekend? We've talked about some of the big stories, but there's plenty of other stuff to discuss. We get into our weekend review next. But first, the latest in the world of women's sports, presented to you by Wawa. Chicken how you wanna at Wawa, with customizable crispy and roasted chicken sandwiches. It's Hoffman Show, Team 980, always live as well on the free Odyssey app. Streaming live on YouTube at the Team 980. Lady Terps in trouble, down 53-45 to Alabama. 4-5 matchup. Terps, 4 seed. This game is in College Park. I was about to say, dang, this game, if Alabama wins, they get to go play in Birmingham. So that's nice for them. They would get to win and get a home game, basically. No thoughts on that, Anthony?
I'm over here trying to figure out why something in the studio seems to be recording, and I'm trying to figure it out. I don't know why.
Oh, so you're trying to do something and something else is doing the thing, and then try the record bus.
Yeah, I mean, that's where I went first, but, you know, something sounds underwater for some reason. I don't know what it is. So,
is that going to affect our ability to do real things, potentially?
No.
Okay, you have all the things.
Yeah.
That are real. That real people said. In real microphones.
Yes, sir.
Okay, that's coming up next. Right now, though, it's our Weekend in Review, brought to you by...
Nobody, Craig!
Yep, still same as the Weekend
Preview. I'm fed up!
Yeah, I mean, same, but I mean, I wouldn't say I'm fed up. I think I've reached the apathy stage.
Uh-huh.
I think we're past frustration nearly 3 years into this bleeping show. It'd be lovely if someone would like to sponsor this part of a program, but they don't. Or any other part of the show. Just, you know, we're for sale. This could be you. But you're playing. There's so little time to talk about what else happened this weekend. You know, obviously the women's tournament is ongoing. We'll probably do a little bit more on that tomorrow with the Sweet 16 being set. Spirit played on Saturday night in front of a sold-out crowd at Audi Field, Anthony. That is three straight sellouts, two playoff games, and a season opener. 19,254, Anthony.
A lot of people.
It's a lot of people. 19,254 at Audi Field to see the Spirit, unfortunately, fall 2-0. It was 1-0 until the very bitter end. Spirit just sent numbers forward trying to get the equalizer and then ultimately got caught on the counterattack, the one-woman counterattack of Temwa Shewinga. She, a 20-goal scorer last year, first player ever in the history of the NWSL to score 20 in a season. So that happens. But it's a frustrating game. One, Washington played really well. The performance was very good, and they did that without Hal Hirschfeldt, who was injured, Croy Bethune, who is still not back from her injury. Thought this was going to be her debut. She went from knee to, oh, she could play, to like, maybe not. And then now she's listed with a hip injury, so I don't know what the hell is going on there. Hal got rolled up on in the season opener, so she was out with the ankle injury. So there's two Olympians down. Obviously, Andy Sullivan's out for the season with her knee injury and also subsequent pregnancy. So they're without their entire starting midfield worth of U.S. Women's National Team players. Trinity Robbins still on a minute restriction. She didn't come in until the hour mark. And then she immediately came in. Anthony, this is no joke. She came in, forced a corner, and then scored on the subsequent corner, but the goal was called off on VAR review.
Nah.
There was a foul away from the play, so that sucked.
Dang.
But that was kind of the other story of the game, was fans were pissed at the officiating. And the game was horrendously administered. I actually don't think they got a lot of the calls wrong, just how they... It's similar to the college basketball stuff, where it's like, all right, at what cost are we getting these calls right? And I realize in soccer, when it's like, okay, well, we took a goal off the board, that's pretty significant, but like, man, some of this is ridiculous. So Spirit, unfortunately, go down. They're at home again on Friday, 7 o'clock. Or no, sorry, not 7 o'clock. 8 o'clock, I believe, is the kickoff time. Hold on. We have the home schedule pinned up on the wall over here.
While you look at the schedule, Craig,
I need you. 8 o'clock.
8 o'clock?
8 o'clock against Bay FC on Friday.
That's Friday, okay.
Yeah. What were you going to say?
So I won't be in town this Friday for the game. But, Craig, when would be a good time for Anthony Haney's debut at Audi Field? Because last year, I don't know if you guys know, we might have, you know, some new listeners, but for the guys that have been locked in with us, you guys know that I was banned from Audi Field at some point of the season last year. Yep. And then I was welcomed back.
By none other. Well, first, you were given a second chance.
Yes.
By Croy Bethune herself.
There was good reason why I wasn't at that game.
And then you came to that game that Croy let you to, and then they lost on another heartbreaker, and then I banned you.
Yeah.
But now Anthony's back in good. The Commanders got Anthony back in good standing as sports. Yes. As a sports fan. There are two. So I think this would be the easiest thing for you. Obviously, if you want to come on a Saturday or a Sunday game, weekend game, like we can make that happen. But there are three what they're dubbing Friday night football games this year. Mm. So one is happening this Friday. They play Angel City on May 2nd, which is a Friday. And then the third one is not till August. Friday, August 15th.
Okay, May 2nd right now seems like the plan.
Yeah, because we can get you. And then you want to come to games in between. But, like, they only have one other home game between now and then. They play Gotham on April 26th, so the Saturday after the draft.
Mm-hmm.
So if you want to come to that one, fine. But their home games are kind of in that middle of the season stretch, a lot of them. But yeah, that May 2nd game is only like two home games away, not counting this Friday. So
God dang, why is it so spread out?
It's the way it is this year. International, they got some international games and stuff coming up. So, and then they have a July break, and there's a whole bunch of stuff. So, May 2nd, we can start working on that for you. You and I will go over after the game or after the show.
Looking forward to it.
Even though it's a Friday, I'll work from here.
So, what happens when I go to the game and the Spirits start winning?
Then your hot streak continues.
There we go, baby.
We're happy about it. We got to get Trin back on starters minutes. The game was so different the final 30 when she was in there because she's Trinity freaking Rodman.
Yeah,
she's unbelievable. And we got to get Hal healthy. We got to get Corey healthy. Things will be not. I'm not concerned.
Oh my gosh!
But yeah,
when it rains, it pours. My goodness!
The allegedly turtles can swim, but it doesn't seem like they're swimming in the current environment. Maryland now down 62-45. To Alabama in the NCAA women's second round in these 4-5 matchups. So we'll get you a final update from that one, at least for us, and get you set for the Wizards and Raptors tonight. Should have starting lineups in the inbox shortly. And of course, real things, real people said in real microphones as we wrap up next here on The Hoffman Show. It's The Hoffman Show wrapping up here on the Team 980. Always live as well on the free Odyssey app. Coming up tomorrow on the show, I do believe we are going to have Robbie Hummel on. We are not locked in with him, but discussions, Anthony, are ongoing between us and the... I think a lot of people think he's the best college basketball analyst going.
He did a phenomenal job this weekend.
He's so good. He's so good. Our good friend Kevin Brown used to work with him at ESPN and is like, that dude's incredible.
Yeah.
Great. Great to work with. So hopefully tomorrow we are going to have Robbie on talking Terps. It's a vibe check Tuesday, so we'll figure out what we want to do with that. Anything else that we got on the docket for tomorrow?
Not off the top of my head.
Okay. Well,
I mean, I guess the women's Sweet 16 will be set.
We can definitely
check in on
where we're at through the Sweet 16. I may might make a couple calls to see who can potentially talk about that. I'm trying to think if there's anything. I feel like we're missing something. I also feel like it's been quiet in the NFL for too long. We're going to have something dumb happen tomorrow.
I saw something about Aaron Rodgers pop up, but I mean, he's going to drag this situation out, man.
He is. Like, at what point do the Steelers go, like, we're good? Could always have Brooke on.
True.
Hey, Brooke, how miserable is your life right now in quarterback hell? Remember all those? Actually, Anthony, can you pull up the hour opener with Brooke? Brooke Pryor, who you might know from Get Up on ESPN, she also writes about the Steelers for ESPN.com. Good friend. And we had her on at the Combine a couple years ago. And we were kind of joking about how, because this was in the middle of all the Snyder nonsense, how she just doesn't have to worry about so much that nonsense because she covers the Steelers. And we actually even turned it into one of our hour openers that we have on the show. We might have retired it.
Yep, it's been retired.
But it's still got to be in there somewhere. We deleted it? You didn't make like a retired folder?
I didn't go in here and I don't think I deleted it though, Craig.
All right, hold on. Now I got to look for it. Because this, the calmness in her voice is...
There were a couple that have been retired, but I didn't retire them. Or I don't... I wouldn't... If you moved them, I wouldn't know where you moved them.
I mean, I don't think I moved them. Unless this is an archive folder, but I don't... Truth...
Oh, it actually is still here.
Oh, you found it?
Yep.
Okay. So we made this out of Brooke's appearance.
Craig Hoffman.
You don't have to worry about your owner.
Right? And that is wonderful.
The Hoffman Show.
Now I have a do not disturb that turns on at like 11, 1130. But I'm not worried that another lawsuit is going to drop or some more allegations or an ESPN story. And I love that for me.
On the Team 980 and the Odyssey app.
The thing is, now she's on quarterback watch 24/7.
Yeah.
And that quarterback that she's watching is Aaron Rodgers.
Is her phone on do not disturb?
I don't know. I feel like Brooke is probably disturbed by this, no matter her phone setting. All right. We got Wizards coming up in just a little bit. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, it is time to end the show. And that means the thing that I clicked.
Thank you. Real things.
Right. We're not going to be sucked this year.
Real people.
5-11. Not very good.
Said into real microphones.
You know, the culture is actually damn good.
We're going with spirit fingers today, Anthony?
Yes, sir. What you know about them? Oh, no. It's...
I feel like we have to get spirit fingers somehow to spirit game. It might be a little too making fetch happen, but there's got to be some way that someone can come up with something.
Yeah.
Just saying. All right. First, we got some final bits from the Maryland game. How did Derek Queen know that he had the toughness to go through and do what he did last night? Because he's from Baltimore.
There was a timeout. You said, I'm not going to say the full thing, but you said, get me the ball when you came out of the timeout. Where does that confidence come from?
I mean, so I think I'm from Baltimore, that's why. And then I kind of had it going all game. Me and my teammates had it going. And like I said, like they trusted me to take that last shot.
I mean, say there's a lot of history of some dudes from Baltimore that are built a little bit different.
Nah, two takeaways from there. One, he said, I think I'm from Baltimore.
That is funny. I did catch that, and I think that was hilarious.
And then the second part, he just sounds so young, Craig.
He does.
Oh, my God. Like, he sounds like
it's terrible when all of a sudden, like, the terrible all of a sudden when that happens, and you're like, I wasn't that young when I was that young. And then you, like, go back and look at photos or video, and you're like, oh, my God, I was.
It's
and now I'm old. Do I look this old when I'm this old?
Maybe.
Maybe. Oof. Eesh. Oof. Yes. As for if Queen traveled or not on that play, CBS rules analyst Gene Steratore.
It's a great play. It's a great ending, yeah. Right? By rule, the dribble doesn't end until there's firm possession with one hand locked or more times than not with two hands. So we've got to look to see when the dribble ends. Derrick Queen makes the turn around the loop. At that point, when he brings it back up, we don't know if that's fully possessed. If he bobbles that at that point, he could continue to bobble that basketball all the way to the hoop without a travel. So you've got to wait until you can define firm possession. Mm. Now the dribble has ended. As I said, most times and not, it's when both hands come together. You can see when Derrick Queen has both hands together, one foot hits, next foot, great shot, great ending. To me, it just really doesn't jump off the screen as anything big.
Anthony, travel, no travel.
No travel, man. I can't believe that was a dispute on Twitter yesterday. Maybe the Colorado State fans.
I saw a lot of people saying it was a travel. I think it's like, I don't want to say it's a do you know ball versus do you not know ball, but like part of it's an age thing because the gather step really tripped people up. I saw this trainer that I follow on IG who's like worked with a ton of basketball guys, and he was like, I remember when basketball players had to have skill and footwork. And I'm like, okay. Okay. Like, tell me that what Derek Queen just did at his size didn't involve skill. The balance that takes, like, come on.
Exactly.
The idea that he could bobble the ball all the way to the rim, that's a very loose interpretation of it. Like, if he's controlling, then I guess technically it's not bobbling. But that's the thing. Like, that is actually the rule. So it's not a travel by rule. It certainly wasn't egregious enough to overturn. It certainly wasn't egregious enough to make that call on that spot. No, thank you. Do not want, if that's called a travel, that's an all-time ref getting involved in a late game. That's our show for today. We'll see you tomorrow. Wizards Hoops next.